This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Again, then I would go down into the water, and I had the sensation that I was going to drown, and it was frightening and suffocating.
My clothes were dragging me back.
It was all around me, this water. I didn't like it,
and I began to feel very frightened.
Go down and down and down.
My clothes were dragging me back.
It was very dark and very deep.
The sea is very deep.
I seem to be drowning.
I am going to drown. And I thought, well, it's no use trying to think I'm not going to drown. I am going to drown.
And it was frightening and suffocating.
No reflection in the water.
I was in the water. And it was a feeling as though the water was coming towards me. And I began to feel very frightened. And being that I can't swim and afraid of water, it seemed a greater fear.
And then I would go down into the water, and the sea seemed vast, and there weren't many waves. It wasn't a stormy sea, but it was a frightening sea. And they were sort of bluey colours, bluey-greeny colours.
And it was all colours like the rainbow, as if there was a light shining behind it.
And then I would shout and say, I won't do it, I won't do it. And I would surface again.
I saw a cloud of spray rising high up into the air, and it was all colours like the rainbow, as if there was a light shining behind it. I saw a cloud of spray,
and I had the sensation that I was going to drown, that I would surface again, and I would start to drown again, and I would surface again, come up again. Then I would go down into the water, and I had the sensation that I was going to drown, and it was frightening and suffocating.
It was all around me, this water. I didn't like it,
and I began to feel very frightened.
I must tell my mother.
All I can remember is falling into the water. It was very dark and falling down, down, down. It was very dark and very deep. I seemed to be drowning.
I must tell my mother.
My clothes were dragging me back.
The sea is very deep. I go into the sea and then I go right down to the bottom and there's some land there. I land at the bottom of the sea.
It's very still, it's flat. No reflection of water.
Lovely clear water. The water looked to be rather sort of bluey.
I didn't like it. And suddenly all this water became full of other people and other things all falling. Full of other people and other things all falling. All going downwards the same as I was. And chairs and tables and things like this. And all these people were all floating downwards through this water. Chairs and tables and things like this. And I put my arms up and tried to catch hold of them.
And I began to feel very frightened. I was in the water. And it was a feeling as though the water was coming towards me. And being that I can't swim and afraid of water, it seemed a greater fear. And as I sort of pushed back, and I felt I was pushing back the water, so I felt the mud in my hands. And I seemed to be clear the mud, which was really saturated with water. And as I pushed and pushed, so I came across something, and I was still pushing, and I knew it was somebody. And I felt them. I could feel the shoulders, then the face, and then I could feel this tin hat. And as I pushed the hat one side, the helmet one side, so I could see my youngest brother's face. And then I felt him, knowing a little about first aid and that, I felt him and felt down the body. And as I got to the hip, he more or less shuddered. And I could see by his face that he was in pain, even though he had the mud and stuff on it. I pushed the hat back and I thought to myself, I knew he's safe, he's alive. I must tell my mother.
He just wasn't, because he was dead.
He looked like him, but
he just wasn't, because he was dead. I just walked towards him. I just picked him up. And he wasn't anymore. And I couldn't think he was my baby. He looked like him, but he just wasn't, because he was dead.
I go into the sea, and then I go right down to the bottom, and there's some land there. I always die on the land. I land at the bottom of the sea.
Yeah, good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and resonancefm.com on the net. And that opening track was by Delia Derbyshire from an LP called The Dreams. And it was in the early 60s, Delia Derbyshire collaborated with the British artist and playwright Barry Bermange for the BBC's third programme to produce four inventions for radio, a collage of people describing their dreams set to a background of electronic sound. And this week's programme features almost entirely women composers exploring electronic sounds with a vocal component. And the next track is a 15-minute track, or 14 minutes and 8 seconds, to be precise, by Suzanne Ciani from another new LP from Old Recordings. This is called Flowers of Evil. And reading from the sleeve notes, where are we? Yes. The final track to accompany Flowers of Evil is perhaps one of the synthesizer's darkest sonic moments, made exclusively on the Buchla system for a short art film called Token Spokes. As an early example of Suzanne's learned approach to sound design, this track purposefully emulates repetitive atonal themes. But that's not the track I'll be playing. I'm going to play the one Flowers of Evil, based on the poem Elevation by Charles Baudelaire, and this also dates from the 1960s.
Thank you. langage des fleurs et des choux.
right. That's Suzanne Ciani, Flowers of Evil, based on the poem Elevation by Charles Baudelaire. Suzanne Ciani's forward-thinking approach to new music would rarely look to the past for inspiration, which makes this unheard composition from 1969 a rare exception to the collective futurist vision of Ciani and synthesizer designer Don Buchler. In choosing to adapt the controversial prose of French poet Charles Baudelaire, Suzanne would join the ranks of ongoing generations of pioneering musicians like Olivier Messiaen, Karlheinz Stockhausen, Serge Gainsbourg, Elron Fu-Leloublon, that's a new one to me, Celtic Frost, and Marc Armand. And then in brackets, not forgetting Star Trek's William Shatner, all equally inspired by Baudelaire's works of modernité, best exemplified in his symbolic, erotic and macabre ode to 19th century Parisian industrialisation, Les Fleurs du Mal. OK, and the next track coming up is Circulation, or perhaps it's Circulation, realised by the poet in her own studio, the poet in question being Lily Greenham. And this also dates from, well, no, this dates from later. This is 1975 to 76, being a French version of Traffic, an electro-acoustic piece for one voice and three alien sounds in stereo. Incorporating a PDP-8 computer program by Marcus West at the University College Cardiff, changing effects from full track to sound in space, melodic sequences, all fragments extracted from original recording of the French text. So after that, I shall play some more Delia Derbyshire from this the Dreams LP, perhaps some Ursula Bogner, from recordings 1969 to 1988. And then, if time permitting, a short piece from an anthology of Chinese experimental music. But this next one is Lily Greenham.
Thank you.
all coloured. All coloured.
I remember my dreams by the colour they are. The colours that you see in churches. Bright blues and yellows and reds.
Blue and yellow and green. Red and green and blue and orange.
The colours that you see in churches.
Green. Yellow. Orange.
Greys and greens.
Red.
Black. Green. Black and blue and green. Sometimes it is blue and sometimes it is green.
It's just vivid green.
It's red. Kind of a terracotta red. Red.
Black.
Black.
Black and white.
White.
Silver. Glittering silver.
Orange. Yellow. Bluey colours. Bluey greeny colours.
White, grey, blue, black, red and blue and green and yellow and orange. Not distinct colour, but merging together to give a blurred, vivid pattern.
There's a very large stained glass window through which the sun shines. The window takes up the whole of the wall, and it's bright blues and yellows and reds, the colours that you see in churches. The sun shines through and provides the only light. But what the picture is on the window, I don't know. I just have this knowledge of the colours in it and the sun shining through.
All coloured.
And the sun shining through.
And it was all colours like the rainbow, as if there was a light shining behind it.
The sun shines through and provides the only light.
As if there was a light shining behind it. All of a sudden, I saw a cloud of spray. The water was coloured with blue and yellow and green, but the colours all merged together like a sheet, a whole sheet, a glowing sheet of colour. The colours not distinct, but merging all into one, giving an effect of a rainbow effect. A great spray, a silent spray, rising from the river, and behind it, a mass of colour, red and blue and green and yellow and orange. Not distinct colour, but merging together to give a blurred, vivid pattern.
I can see green. Lush green. Green all around me, green in the foreground. Green as far as I can see, getting hazier and hazier. And then meeting the blue sky coming up above. That's about the only other colour I can see. But there's lush green leaves in front of me. There's browny green down the valleys. There's dust making it not quite as green in different parts. But all around is just nothing but green. I can't see anything else. It's just vivid green.
It's red. It's a very funny red. Red. The heart was red. A very funny red. And it would dip into the water, and they were sort of bluey colours, bluey greeny colours. And it would dip into the water.
No reflection in the water. It's very still. It's flat.
The wetness brings out the colour. It's just a puddle in a gravel drive. And lying quite still are these leaves, green, yellow, orange. Only two or three, not overlapping, just separate leaves in a small puddle with the gravel around the edge, dark gravel near the edge, and then pale, bluey, harsh gravel where it's dry. It's just a few leaves lying separately. Green, yellow, orange, autumn leaves. No reflection in the water. The leaves are wet. The wetness brings out the colour. It's just like the moon. It's the colour of earth, but the red is kind of a terracotta red. The whole of the surface is red. It's the colour of clay, I suppose. Yes, it's the colour of clay, and the sun has dried the whole of this surface. It's just like the moon.
Everything was black and white and sound natural.
Just like the moon.
Black.
Black. White.
I'm the waiter in a cocktail party. I'm wearing a white jacket and black trousers and black tie. And everybody in the cocktail party is in black suits and black ties, white shirts. All the ladies are in black and white.
Black. White.
Silver. The glasses are silver, glittering silver. There seems to be no colour at all. There is no colour at all. There seems to be no colour at all, as far as I can remember.
Component of
energy, mass,
light is light is light is
connecting
link
connecting
link
between between mass
energy
mass
energy
mass
light energy. La energy. La energy.
Link.
Language.
Spectrum.
White.
Light. White light.
White. Language.
Language.
Link.
Language.
Spectrum.
White
language.
White light.
White light.
Language.
Light.
Language.
Light. Spectrum.
Light. Light.
Spectrum. Link.
Link.
White.
Spectrum. Language. Link. Spectrum.
White.
Spectrum. Light. Light.
White.
Link. Language.
Spectrum.
Link.
Spectrum.
Light.
Link.
White. Spectrum.
Light.
White light.
Spectrum.
White light.
White
language.
Light.
White spectrum.
Language.
Light. Spectrum.
White.
White light. Spectrum.
Language.
Spectrum.
White.
White light.
Link.
White language.
White
language.
Spectrum.
Language.
White
spectrum.
Language.
White.
White.
White light.
Language.
White light.
White.
White
spectrum.
White light.
White
spectrum. Language.
Light.
White spectrum. Light.
Link.
Light.
Link.
Spectrum.
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 White light. Language. Link.
Language.
Spectrum.
Spectrum.
White.
Spectrum. White.
Spectrum.
White.
White. White.
Spectrum.
Light. White.
Spectrum.
White.
Light.
White.
Spectrum.
Red. Red.
red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet.
The velocity of light is the same for all observers, irrespective of their own velocity. The velocity of light is the same, irrespective of their own velocity. The velocity is the same, irrespective of their own velocity.
Is it possible to conceive an absolute truth? Is it true that the velocity of light is absolute?
Velocity, 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 velocity,
to Resonance 104.4 FM.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.